Women are a key constituency for both of Oklahoma's major political parties, and an increasing number of women are running for office. But as Kately Mills reports for Oklahoma Engaged, a new survey suggests a majority of Oklahoma women are disappointed with Republicans and Democrats.
Roughly 55% of women viewed the Democratic Party unfavorably compared to 60% for Republicans. That trend is reversed for men who viewed Democrats more unfavorably. Patrice Douglas is the former mayor of Edmond and a former corporation commissioner.
I'm a Republican, and I have run for office 5 times, won 4 times.
Douglas describes herself as a fiscal conservative.
As a party, we do good at identifying what's important to families.
But while Douglas thinks Republicans are doing a good job appealing to voters this election, she thinks the party can do a better job on one critical issue.
I think women tend to pay a lot of attention to education. And the thing that, as a Republican and a real conservative, that has always frustrated me is that that's always been considered something that the Democrats have embraced and the Republicans haven't.
The Political Attitude Survey, commissioned on behalf of Stations for the Oklahoma Engage Project, backs this up. Statewide women who responded to the survey say education is the number one political problem facing Oklahoma. For men, education came in third.
I'd really like education system to get better, so where I know like that I'm okay with staying here and letting my kids go to school in Oklahoma.
Emma Alexander is a young conservative voter who goes to Oklahoma State University. We talked at a coffee shop in Tulsa. Alexander says education is also her biggest political concern. She supported the Oklahoma teacher walkout in the spring and educators' demands for more funding. And she's unhappy that her tuition bill is going to increase next semester.
Eventually, I'm going to have to start like actually paying that. And I saw that OSU hiked. I didn't even click on it because I didn't really even want to see, honestly.
Oklahoma Democrats also see education and the support of women voters as a top priority for their party.
My name is Kendra Horn, and I'm a candidate for United States Congress in Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. Part of it's a funding issue in that we've cut.
Horn is a political newcomer. She's gearing up for an August 28th runoff against Democrat Tom Guild. Horn says she is not surprised education is a top political concern for Oklahoma women.
Education, health care, all of the things that impact them on a day-to-day basis, equal pay, paid family leave, those are the issues that make a very real difference and impact in the lives of women and their families and, quite frankly, of all of us.
On a hot and humid Saturday in July, Democratic candidates gather at a courtyard in Oklahoma City's Wheeler District. The event is part picnic and part rally, and candidates are meeting and talking with each other and local constituents. 18-year-old Emily Andrews is there to support her dad, William, who is running for State Senate District 22. Andrews says education is also her top political concern, but she thinks there's another reason both of Oklahoma's major political parties have lost a lot of support of women.
I think that the division of the political parties has made it to where our government doesn't work like it's supposed to. It's supposed to be about compromise, and it's just stalemate until your party gets into power and then do as much as you can.
Women who responded to the Oklahoma Engage survey ranked jobs and the economy as their second biggest political concern. And while both parties are trying to appeal to their bases during the 2018 election, the women interviewed for this story said moderate voters matter too. Patrice Douglas, the former mayor and corporation commissioner, says political parties often alienate women who agree with most of the platform, but not all of the party's positions.
What I've heard women say is, I don't agree with the Republicans in every aspect, or I don't agree with the ideology of the Democrats in every aspect. So I think what happens with that dissatisfaction is you find those 2 issues you might not agree on, even though there's 20 you do.
The women interviewed for this story, Republicans and Democrats, agreed on another big political problem, the lack of women in office.